very, yeah, very cool.
So we got here, I drove from Wales, and then I made supper, which was bangers and mash and gravy.
Delicious.
And then I was so cold, I was chattering when I went to bed. Oh, I had to go to bed at 8 o'clock. And it took a couple of hours, but I remembered the old Greenham trick of taking your clothes off and putting them in this sleeping bag with you.
Okay.
And then I was nice and snuggly done. And I had an amazing sleep, and I've woke up cooking.
So you don't wear your clothes in bed?
No, you can wear, you know, a t-shirt and your knickers, but essentially take your clothes off and put them inside the sleeping bag. Right. You know, if you've got a decent sleeping bag,
yeah,
there's a space, you know, where it's always cold when you stretch your legs out.
Yes.
But if you put your clothes in there, so your body radiates its heat into the sleeping bag and not your clothes.
Yeah.
So it works. But it's quite a one when you're absolutely broke, freezing to the core, to actually get it together to take off the clothes.
God.
But as soon as I did, I took off the bottom half first, and then within minutes, 10 minutes, I was all snuggly. So then I was like brave enough to take the top half off.
So
we lived out in this. It was below, you know, frozen many times in the 80s. And we didn't seem to notice, but I noticed these days.
I don't know how you do it, honestly. I mean, I'm 31 and I'm cold. The idea of spending the night just seems
Have you not got a van or something to sleep in?
I'm being very southern, and I'm going to be in a hotel tonight.
I think you can do that if you like. Or there is a space, there's a bed space in my van if you wanted to stay here.
I've been very kindly
not that cold.
Given a hotel, so I think I'm going to take advantage of that.
Yeah, did you sleep last night as well here?
No, I was really lucky. I just got the train down this morning.
Yeah.
So,
I'm used to it. I've just done the last two winters on the HS2, stop HS2 camps.
Oh, wow.
Feeding the badgers and the little squirrels in the trees and helping with evictions. And yeah, cooking food, jarring it, putting it into the tunnels.
Wow.
For the young ones. Because when I lived at Greenham,
yeah,
older ladies came in their little van, and they would bring food, hot food, and they would bring like clean dry socks, and they would take away your bed in and bring it back washed. You even got a lady who used to bring a little bundle all wrapped up in newspaper with a fire lighter so you could light your fire.
Oh, wow. And is it mainly young people at the camps?
A lot, yeah, a lot of 18 to, but then there's older types like myself that have been in protest camps and stuff, so there's a few of them around the camps, but yeah, a lot of younger people.
And so when did you first go up to Greenham in the 80s?
I think I visited, and then I ended up living there in 85, like September 85 until 86.
Yeah. Wow, so a whole year?
Maybe about 10 months.
Wow.
Yeah, but I became friends with an amazing woman called Missy, and she wasn't much older than me, and yeah, then we went off doing all sorts of amazing things. You know, we went off travelling.
Was Greenham like your first activist?
No,
experience?
I lived at Pasleen before, the one in Scotland.
Okay.
Been going since 1981 or something, and it's okay. Still going.
Wow.
And the council declared itself a nuclear free county, so they gave them permission, really. There was a telephone and, you know, the old type telephones and a toilet. And this is in the 80s, you know. So, and they're still there now.
Wow. And what was it like when you first got to Greenham? What did you think of it?
Oh my goodness, it was different from anything that I'd ever seen or been involved with. And it was good. I felt like I belonged there.
Yeah.
For the time that I lived there, and you know, everybody just mucked in together, and I was learning how to cook from the older ladies, older women. Sorry, I always say it. It's a Scottish thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I had a very good, positive experience.
And which were you at one gate in particular, or did you move around a bit, or?
I started at Greengate.
Yeah.
And then I stayed there a few months, and then I went to Emerald Gate briefly. There was an Emerald Gate on and off, and then I came to Blue Gate, and then I stayed there then for months. I loved it, and they were all my people.
What was Blue Gate like?
It was really good. It was a bunch of women taking care of each other, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
There was mental health, you know.
Oh, mental health.
There was the microwaves, of course, because we were being zapped as well.
Right.
People weren't always well.
Oh, okay.
So we, you know, looked after each other.
And was it as cold as this?
Yes, it was worse. And in between 85 and 86 in the winter, the council were easing off on the evictions, and some private lord dipped into his inheritance to pay for more evictions.
Oh my god.
So in that winter it was really cold, and they started using fire extinguishers as well to put the fire out, and they could evict you up to 6 times a day. Essentially it was just once a day when it was the council. But when the private lord decided to put his hand in his pocket, then it became quite a hostile environment. The bailiffs, you know, positively loved their job. They had a big muncher, and they liked nothing better than to get your stuff and throw it in while you're watching and munch it all up.
Oh.
There was rumours that they were part of the National Front.
Oh, really?
The bailiffs, yeah. I don't know if that was ever confirmed. But you have heard about the electronic microwaves?
No, I actually haven't heard about this.
Okay, so they... Have you know what EMFs are? Electric magnetic frequencies.
Okay.
And we are made of water. Basically,
right.
They did a massive experiment with the women at Genome, and they were pointing the EMF machine at the women. And I think there was... Rebecca could tell you more about this. There was a court case in the 90s where they admitted that they did it. Yeah, you can go and Google it, and it tells you. They admitted they did it, and they said that it had no lasting damage to any of the women. Well, a lot of women have died of cancer, and they didn't do any follow-up with anybody that lived there.
Wow.
You know?
That's horrific. Absolutely horrific.
Yeah, go Google it. You'll be surprised.
Yeah, I will.
The Russians first discovered it in 1958. You ever seen that film, Pandora's Box?
I haven't, no.
Okay. It talks about it in there. And then the Russians used it against the American president.
Oh, wow.
1958.
And then the British used it against you guys.
Yeah. So when they say they don't know about microwaves and what the 5G,
yeah.
5G is the same thing.
Right.
When they say they don't know, they do. The MOD knew.
Yeah.
They've been testing it since 1958. Of course they know.
Yeah.
So there's two different types. And one type, which is called the Voice of God.
Okay.
And it can put... Yeah, they use it for shoplifting in Harrods. You will not shoplift. It comes into your brain when you go in.
Wow.
They use the zapping to keep pigeons off statues and
all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.